From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea poised to launch a new satellite. North Korea says it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and 25th. The announcement comes after weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This latest announcement further underscores the need for the international community to send the North Koreans a swift, firm message that its disregard, that their disregard for the for U.N. Security Council obligations will not be tolerated.
Pyongyang detonated its fourth nuclear device January 6th, claiming it was its first hydrogen explosion. Tuesday's notification raises concerns Pyongyang is trying to covertly advance its long-range missile technology. Japan has threatened to shoot down the rocket if it threatens Japanese territory. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation is threatening to leave the talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura warned if the talks, the third effort during the war, collapse for Syria, he says there will be no more hope. The head of the international group monitoring South Sudan's peace process Tuesday said people are starving in the country's western Equatorial state. Festus Mogae, the former president of Botswana, now head of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said a ceasefire monitoring team recently visited the Mundri area, which has been the scene of recent fighting between government and rebel forces. Implementation of last August's peace agreement has been stalled over President Salva Kiir's creation of 28 states from the current 10, which is seen as undermining a power-sharing provision. This is VOA News.